Warning. The following broadcast you're about to listen to is filled to the brim with explicit adult language and content. Don't like it? Don't listen to it. Don't complain about it. Just ignore it. If you like it or don't mind it, then listen up and enjoy the show. Welcome to the Regimental Vox, a podcast dedicated to all things Warhammer and wargaming in general. I am your host and Vox operator for the evening, Caleb Meyer. It is Monday, April 19th, 2021. This is episode 85. And boy, do I ever want to get a rant off my chest today. So let's go ahead and just get started with, first of all, what's going on in my neck of the woods. Well, a couple days ago, Krista and I finally finished our Blackstone Fortress campaign. Mind you, this is just the core base game. It doesn't include any of the expansion content because getting a copy of Escalation is extremely stupidly expensive. But we finished the core game. It took us several weeks, not every single night. Some nights we only played for an hour, some for a few hours, but pretty decent length campaign overall. We learned a lot of things along the way, made a lot of goddamn mistakes and stuff, but, we fucking did it, in the end. So, it did take us two tries to get the, hidden vault completed. Our first go around, So, it went really fucking south, really fucking fast, and it was just a goddamn mess and embarrassment. So, took different explorers the second time around, a couple different ones, with some better planning and just, very carefully deciding with each individual activation die and destiny die, what are we going to do? Strategizing together as much as possible. We got through it. We got it figured out. We got it beaten. So, it was a lot of fun. Looking forward to playing more, especially once we get Escalation. So, other than that, just been working on trying to build more models for Blackstone Fortress and getting caught up on other backloggy stuff. So, but that's about it for right now as far as news goes. My neck of the woods. The news part is coming up next. So we're going to go over a few things in the newsy bits, but honestly, I really want to get to the meat and potatoes, so we're not going to spend too much time on the news right now. But we'll go ahead and discuss a few important notes, as well as, some cool stuff. So for starters, as far as cool stuff goes, right now you can get 26 Warhammer 40k ebooks in the latest Humble Bundle. There's a shit ton of them. Head on over to Humble Bundle right now if you're interested. I admit there's several books that I'd be interested in having, but at the same time, I've also been primarily doing audiobooks. And, if I'm going to have an actual book, I would prefer an actual book, like an actual physical copy. I've just never been a huge fan of ebooks. I've never had like a dedicated e-reader, so that might be part of it. I've just always found them more of a pain in the ass to read than they're actually worth, typically, in the long run. So, but if you don't mind ebooks specifically, head on over to Humble Bundle and do it up. Speaking of books, though, one thing I wanted to talk about is some... admittedly, I haven't seen an actual answer to this yet, but they have a bunch of books that came out this past weekend, and earlier on in the week or late last week, they were talking about, hey, we got all these books you can pre-order, and one of them was Mortis, the fifth book in Siege of Terra, and it is available now to pick up at this point, or is it pre-order right now? It's pre-order, excuse me. But yeah, there's some pretty mega confusion over this whole thing, because not that terribly long ago, it was available as an ebook, a hardback regular copy, and the audiobook. And there's like, even in the article that they had last week, they were like, yeah, you know, speaking of MP3s, we have other MP3s coming out. So they like used that as a lead in to discussing other audiobooks. And then the pre-orders go live and there's no mention of the audiobook version. Not even, hey, there's been a delay, or we made a mistake and there actually isn't an audiobook version. I'm sure there will be. But yeah, it's just very confusing. Like, you literally just a handful of days ago not only mentioned the audiobook version, have a little advertisement picture for it, but you even used talking about it to lead into other product. So yeah, and now just acting like, you know, it's not even a thing is really fucking weird. But we'll get into more of that here shortly. Like I said, I got a hell of a rant planned. Now, some cool stuff, and some not so cool stuff. Let's go over the not so cool stuff, because the rant's not going to be so cool. We will then follow up the not so cool stuff with some cool stuff, and then we'll take a break, and then we'll get into the rant. All right, so not so great stuff. GW did put up a post yesterday on the community site saying that there's not going to be any pre-orders for the next several weeks. There is no specific time frame, just that supposedly, I think it said sometime in May. Yeah, new pre-orders are returning in May.
That's about books. Never mind. I thought, oh, wait, we have more definitive information. No, we don't. But anywho, they are delaying all pre-orders until May. They are still going to make announcements of new models and, you know, show off cool shit and so on and so forth. But you will not be able to pre-order anything. Mind you, I don't think they're going to be, like, releasing models and not doing pre-orders on them. No, I think they're just flat out not releasing anything new for the next several weeks. Now, once again, it says in May. So a couple important notes when it comes to the fact that it states May. For starters, that could be May 1st, which is almost 2 weeks away. It could be May 29th, assuming they stick to Saturdays. Which is 6 weeks away. It could even fall out of May. We don't know. Because, you know, obviously GW having random last-minute announcements of delays is going to just push stuff back randomly. There's no reason they couldn't push this back even further. We were supposed to be, well, rumor and all signs pointing very strongly towards Adeptus Mechanicus Codex this month. So we're not going to be seeing that. We won't be seeing the Scutari Marshal then too, until probably sometime in May. We also, you know, we've seen a lot of traction in the Age of Sigmar with the Broken Realms stuff, which I would say is very obviously pushing things forward and leading into an AOS 3.0. Well, there's nothing to go off of as far as anything solid, other than this is just like they did with Psychic Awakening and with End Times before they made, Age of Sigmar in the first place. So, or Gathering Storm was another one too with 40K, going from 7th into 8th. So, there's a very high likelihood we'll be seeing a 3.0, but even that could be affected by all this. Now, why are they doing this? There's not really a good explanation. They just don't go into specifics. It just said it's still a pretty weird time for anyone making physical products and shipping them around the globe. The most likely situation here is that, you know, at the end of the day, we still have a pandemic on. Although most retailers, manufacturers, etc., have found ways to cope with that. I think the biggest thing is the fucking Suez Canal getting blocked off. Yeah, it's open now, but that desperately hurt, you know, global shipping extremely badly. It really fucked the economy up in a lot of different places. I'm not going to get too far down that rabbit hole. This is not a podcast about economies and shit. But needless to say, the people who own that ship and that, you know, were driving the ship and so on and so forth, they owe a lot of people a lot of fucking money now, because they really royally fucked up a lot of shit. So, but yeah, so this sucks big time. What is this going to mean going forward? Well, everything's going to be pushed back. Most likely. It's highly doubtful that GW is going to suddenly cram everything into May to get themselves caught back up. So you're just going to see everything that they had planned probably being pushed out. And then you're going to see some other problems crop up, which once again, we're going to get into here shortly. But let's go over some cool stuff, even though it's not fucking coming out this month anymore. AdMech. They did on the 13th, so 6 days ago, almost a week. That's how time works in calendars. But anyway, they put out a little preview of some of the new rules for weapons that you're looking at with the new AdMech Codex. And once again, this is actually an article that really pointed towards AdMech very, very soon. You know, but with everything going on, probably not so very soon. But they made a lot of changes. Now, anybody who listens to this podcast or who knows me personally knows that I'm a big collector of all things Warhammer, but that the Adeptus Mechanicus are my true love when it comes to all the factions in 40K. I'm a huge, huge fan of Adeptus Mechanicus shit. My first tattoo was actually the Cog Mechanicus. And so on and so forth. I love AdMech so much. But, you know, some of their weapons were weird. I mean, they're meant to be weird, but not good weird. They just, didn't befit certain functions and stuff, in the army. And, now they're making some upgrades to them. Or some of them were, a big thing was a lot of them were way so fucking randomized that you couldn't count on them. Or some stuff going from older editions to newer editions, rules got all, you know, mucked up and certain things, particularly the feel no pain switching to a 6-up Invuln. 6-up Invuln is great and all, but, you know, the feel no pain had a lot of ups to it in particular, but I digress. So now they are upgrading all the weapons. Kind of like they've done with all of the armies so far. Every army's pretty much got some sort of massive overhaul to their weapons set and gotten a lot of upgrades and improvements. A big thing, though, too, is I feel like GW's turning weapons more lore-friendly, giving you more crunch to go along with the fluff. You know, some of these weapons are described as just these horrific machines of death that just turn people inside out or immediately just rip targets to shreds and so on and so forth. But then you actually roll them out on the table and they're pretty fucking weak sauce. With AdMech, they're not only amping them up, but they're making a lot of these weapons actually suit the function of the unit. Let's get into some examples here before I get off on a whole tangent and stuff. The main one that jumps out to me personally, and a lot of people have discussed this. Some people hate it. Some people like it. I think this is a really good move. The Galvanic Rifle. So the Galvanic Rifle is essentially your baseline trooper gun. Mind you, there's two different baseline troops. Your Vanguard with their radium carbines, and then you've got Rangers with these galvanic rifles. The main problem with the galvanic rifles overall was that you had these weapons on a squad that's kind of more meant for sitting back. They're not meant for being super frontline-like. They're still your basic troops, but they're meant to be more of a gun line and less of an assault force. But then they were armed with these rifles. They're 30-inch range. Okay, good range for somebody who wants to be, you know, sitting back and being a gun line, but hear me out. Rapid fire one. Okay, so you get one shot apiece. If you got 10 dudes in a squad, you know, assuming your sergeant is armed with the rifle, which mine are, then you're looking at, one shot apiece, you're looking at 10 shots. If you get up to 15-inch range, you're looking at getting 20 shots. Now, that sounds much better, but once again, these guys are very clearly, when you look at the rest of their rules, the rest of their equipment, etc., they are not meant to move and get into the fight. That's what the Vanguard are for. Mind you, the Vanguard aren't exactly built for melee, like they're not super tough or super damaging, but they got some cool debuffs to the enemy when they're in melee with them. So, the point is that Rangers fold like a wet paper bag, not like tau, but they fold pretty quickly under pressure in close combat. They don't have weapons that are really meant for that. Typically the best heavy weapon or support weapon in the squad is a transuranic arquebus, which cannot be fired if you move. Although who knows, with the new rules it might be different, but I can't imagine it will be. I'm guessing it's going to be the same, with maybe some extra perks or something, rather than making it more mobile or anything. That weapon is like the most powerful sniper weapon in the whole fucking game, or at least was last edition at this point, once everybody's got upgrades to their codexes, who knows. It made it so that, well, if I can't shoot at all if I move, it's not just like a regular heavy weapon where I get a negative modifier on my hit roll. No, it's legit. I can't fucking shoot. No, why would you put that in a squad that is going to be moving? But at the same time, when it's the most powerful fucking rifle in the whole fucking game, why wouldn't you take them at the same time? So, point is that Rangers were in this weird position of, we have guns that aren't that great from a distance, and then we've got these, you know, support sniper rifles that are stupidly powerful, but we can't move if we want to shoot them. So, the squads were in an awkward position. Finishing out the stats, they were strength 4, AP 0, 1 damage. And then they had an ability, each time you make a wound roll of 6+ for this weapon, that hit is resolved with an AP of -1. Alright, cool. New rifle rules. Still 30-inch range. They are now heavy 2. Big fucking difference here is that, being that they're heavy 2, that means that they are going to be able to still fire them if they're moving, but they're going to have the -1 modifier for moving and firing heavy weapons. So there's that for starters. But now you're getting maximum range, 30-inch. You're getting 2 shots still. This may seem like a very mild thing, but the fact that you go from double tapping at 15-inch range to double tapping at 30 is a huge boost. Not just because it doubling your range, you got to be looking at this as your board control aspect. If you can rain 20 shots on enemy infantry from quite the fucking distance, I mean, hell, when you look at the actual radius of 30 inches that they control of the board, one galvanic rifle, like sitting in the dead center of the board, can touch every single inch of the board, mind you, with line of sight notwithstanding, can touch every single inch of the board in a standard strike force sized battle, which is the 2,000 points, if I'm recalling correctly. So if you're talking about standard size table, you can touch every fucking inch of that board with this one guy twice. Now, you've got this whole squad. Now you're hitting every inch of the fucking board. Once again, provided you're sitting in the middle. And you're hitting them 20 times with strength 4 at neg 1 shots. You don't need the 6s anymore. You're just, boom, straight up. There's that neg 1. So, pretty fucking badass weapons now that suit the squad. The fact that the squad is meant to sit back. You can build them if you want them to move and stuff, but Rangers just don't really get much value out of moving around typically. So, and then they've also upgraded the arc rifles. Those have gotten an extra 6-inch range. Their AP went up to neg 2. Their damage was 1 and then D3 when attacking a vehicle. Now it's D3, and when it's hitting a vehicle, it's damage 3, and any unmodified wound roll of 4 plus successfully wounds the target. So even if you were to, you know, hit against a knight, you're still going to get 4 plus successfully wounding and get 3 damage. So, yeah, obviously, armor saves and shit notwithstanding. So, they've also upgraded the Sicaria Rust Stalkers. Transonic Blades and Razors are now AP Neg 3 and AP Neg 2, respectively. So, there's some boosts there to keep in mind. And, yeah, so that's pretty cool. One of the biggest upgrades, though, overall, is the Cognis weapons. So Cognis weapons, for the most part, were meant to be either weapons designed to be kind of your secondary on like a pintle mount or whatever, Cognis Flamer, Cognis Heavy Stubber. They were meant so that your vehicles could, roll, could still fire even if they have advanced, but you'd have to subtract 2 from the hit rolls. They even had a twin Cognis autocannon, which is pretty cool. But, you know, if you moved and advanced, you'd hit that neg 2 to hit. These were on platforms, for the most part, that were designed to advance. And it was just like, okay, I can advance, but I'm at neg 2 to hit. That's a major disadvantage. Yes, it's nice that I could shoot at all, and especially since it's on a platform primarily meant for fast-moving hit-and-run flanking tactics and shit, but kind of a bit of a loss there at that point. But once again, major upgrades. The Cognis Flamer has gone up to 12 inches from 8. It's a type assault D6 plus 2. So you're always going to get 3 all the way up to 8 potential attacks. Strength 4, AP 0, 1 damage. It automatically hits just like any other flamer. Then we've got the Cognis Heavy Stubber, 36-inch range. The main thing is it went up to from a Heavy 3 to an Assault 4. And then lastly, the Twin Cognis Autocannon. It was 48 inches, still is 48, excuse me. But the big thing was it was Heavy 4, and now it's Assault 6. So they're getting 2 extra shots, 1 extra shot in the case of the Heavy Stubber. And they're becoming assault weapons, which means that you can still fire them and shoot them just fine and dandy. And then if you do advance, admittedly, I could be mistaken on vehicle rules, but I think the advance still affects the ability to the neg 1 to hit on assault weapons. So a neg 1 to hit still sucks, but it's not as bad as a neg 2. So pretty nice overall feature there. And then they also mentioned that the Twin Cognis Las Cannons have now been upgraded to assault weapons as well. And their damage has gone from D6, which is super fucking swingy, to D3 plus 3. So you're looking at 4 to 6 damage as opposed to 1 to 6 damage. Huge fucking difference. It's a very crazy boost. We also got upgrades to the torsion cannon, D3+3, and on damage and range is doubled to 48 inches. So that's a huge boost. Supercharging on the plasma culverins, instead of them immediately blowing themselves up the moment that they roll a one on a supercharge, instead it just wounds them. It's a mortal wound, but it's still just a wound as opposed to immediately losing a whole fucking Cataphron destroyer to, you know, a bullshit one. So, lots of really powerful upgrades for the AdMech, and this obviously is not going to cover everything. This is just a preview, a little taster of things to come, if they come, which brings me to the break. After the break, we're going to talk about GW's entire fuckery with this pre-order schedule change as part of it. But for those of you in the know, Cursed City. And you know what I'm talking about already, but we will get into further details for those who either are unfamiliar or if you just want to hear my fucking rant about it. But we're going to get into that after the break, so stay tuned. Welcome back to the Regimental Vox. Oh, where the fuck to begin on this one? Okay. So, Cursed City. That's what we're going to talk about. We're not going to be talking about how awesome it is because I haven't played it. We're not going to be talking about new stuff that's been announced for it because that's half the fucking problem. So, for those who have not seen yet, and then just to set up some back context before I totally rant. GW released Cursed City on the 10th of April, I believe it was. Pre-order started on the 3rd. Leading up to that, there was a lot of GW pushing the shit out of this game. There was a huge lead up. The announcement was exciting. They made a whole website for it. So on and so forth. We get to pre-order day. And unsurprisingly, totally sold out in like 20 minutes. I think I've heard some places were like 10 minutes, some were 20. I don't know exactly. No matter where it was here and gone in an instant. And this should surprise nobody who is used to GW's releases, particularly lately. So sold out. And then I think I may have mentioned this in previous episodes and stuff. Well, maybe not. But various retailers, they're then reporting that they got shorted on their copies. I've talked to several different retailers now who've all said the same thing. That they were supposed to get X amount of copies and they got Y, and Y is less than X. I have heard from all of them that in some way, shape, or fashion, they are supposed to get the rest of what they are missing. It is going to... I'm not entirely certain how, admittedly, but multiple retailers I've talked to said that their shortages were going to be fulfilled. That if somebody pre-ordered it from them, they are going to get them taken care of with the product. And that they will be getting the product. So, that's good news. But there's a lot here to unpack. Because the situation has gotten just way weirder and way more fucked up. So, a few days ago, I don't remember exactly what day it was, I think it was like Thursday or Friday, last week, GW suddenly pulled everything Cursed City related from their website. It's not just listed as out of stock, it's just fucking gone, okay? And at first, there's a lot of different reasons this might happen. But it's then followed up by a lot of people asking questions, and, the Warhammer community team on their Twitter simply stating that there's no copies left and that they have no immediate plans to print more. Yeah, they're not making more, is what they said. It is they. I don't remember the exact wording, but it made it sound less like we don't have access to making more right now, and more like we're not making more. End of story. They have, and it's gotten even fucking weirder now, because from what I've been reading and hearing, people asking more and more questions of GW, a lot of their posts on social media, a lot of people's comments are getting deleted. And then on top of that, GW is kind of like culling its own social media posts, trying to basically act like Curse City was never a thing. Yeah, so this whole thing's a fucking mess. All right. Once again, anybody who listens to this podcast knows I love Warhammer. That's why I do this podcast. I fucking love Warhammer. Do I love Games Workshop? That's a hard question, to be perfectly honest. I've been with this hobby for over 20 years now, and I've seen GW at its lowest points, and I would say that GW has made quite the renaissance of itself since the launch of 8th edition, since they came out with the Warhammer community site, Warhammer TV, and the Warhammer Twitch streams, and so on and so forth. GW has really, created a connection with its market. And mind you, at the end of the day, everyone can sit here speculating, oh, well, it's all fake and it's all disingenuous. It's all meant to sell. And that's, they are a company. They're looking to make money and make profit, etc. But I do believe the same thing I believe with any company or any person for that matter, group of people rather, is that there are people who genuinely want to help. There are people who genuinely love the product they're making. They genuinely love helping customers. You could pick any, realm. Hell, politicians. Everybody acts like they're all out for their own self-interest. They give no flying fucks about anybody, and it's all a bunch of horse shit. The fact of the matter is, that's not fucking true. A majority of them may not give a flying fuck, but there are people on all sides that actually legitimately fucking care, and they're trying to do the best to help society as a whole. So, anywho, kind of like the whole this isn't an economy podcast, this isn't a political one either, so I'm not going to get into that at all. My point being is that companies are the same way, that they have people in the company up in the ladder that are, they want to make money, but they do care about their customers, they do care about their product, they care about their image, so on and so forth. GW has, at least as it currently stands, in my mind, has taken itself from this rebirthed image, with the rise of, once again, the community site and everything, and really connecting to its audience, and has completely torched the whole fucking thing. They have burned it to the fucking ground, and it's a fucking clusterfuck. They, mind you, things could change. I'm not saying that this is it, this is the end, so on and so forth. But honestly, if they don't do something about this situation, I can see this being a very, very, very permanent black eye. That's more than a black eye even on GW, that this is a permanent, it could be the death of the company. Honestly, this really could. This one incident could cause the downfall of this entire fucking company. Now, I find this kind of funny coming out of my mouth, to be perfectly honest, because I was actually listening to a YouTube video the other day talking about the end of GW and stuff. And, this guy talking about how the company was just going to become such a monolith. I don't remember if I talked about this on the last podcast or not. For some reason, I feel like I did, but it applies here, so we're going to go over it again. that they're going to get so fucking huge that they're going to paint a target on their back for the big, big, big fucking companies like Disney and shit like that. That eventually somebody somewhere is going to go, hey, these guys are printing money like fucking crazy, but I've got more money. I can buy them and make even more money. Now, granted, GW is doing so well for itself, you would think, no, there's no way they would ever sell the company and stuff because they're doing too goddamn well. But the fact of the matter is that somebody owns Games Workshop, and if somebody comes along and says, hey, we're going to pay you billions of fucking dollars more than this shit's worth right now to you, in exchange, we get this company. Who's to say they wouldn't? You know, I genuinely think people up top care, or I did, rather, up until these most recent incidents. The point being is that, you know, GW, could be coming to an end, and it's going to take some time, mind you, but this YouTube video is talking about that being the end of them, that basically it was more of a figurative end, that GW as we know it comes to an end. This, what's currently happening, unless they do something about it, could lead to an actual legitimate downfall of the company. And hear me out here. If you haven't seen exactly what's going on, the main problem here is zero transparency. Okay? They are not telling anybody a goddamn thing about fucking anything. And it's disgusting, really. Now, mind you, does GW owe us as hobbyists, as customers, so on and so forth? Do they owe us an explanation? I wouldn't say that they necessarily owe us one. I mean, I'm not mad that I don't have my toys, okay? I'm not. I really could give a fuck less about the fact that I'm still waiting to get my copy of Cursed City. You know, the guy I pre-ordered it from, he got shorted. He's waiting to try and figure out solutions to get more copies so that he can fulfill his orders. I talked to him even this past Friday after finding out that, oh shit, now it's not even on GW's website anymore. Now, I could have bought a copy off of fucking eBay, but I was like, no, I'm trying to show some business loyalty here. I already ordered it from this guy. You know, I want to try and stay the course if I can. So I reached out to him just saying, hey, I've heard this went out of production. Are you still going to be able to fulfill my order? If not, I don't blame you. And I don't. I don't blame a goddamn single retailer that I've talked to about any of this. This is not their fucking fault. Anybody who's going to be pissy with their, you know, local hobby shop owner can go suck a fuck, as far as I'm concerned. It's fucking ridiculous of you to be angry at them. They have no control over this situation, and if you're going to give them shit, you're a piece of shit person. So, anywho, the point here is that I pre-ordered this, and he's trying to get copies. All these retailers are fucking scrambling to try and get more copies in some capacity to at least fulfill their base minimum. This is what I was, these are the customers that I promised them their shit. And now you as a company, as a manufacturer, have fucked me over as a retailer. And, you know, they're left holding the bag on this whole situation. GW does not owe us an explanation, but they need to give people an explanation for this. This is a fucking disgrace, okay? Once again, I don't care about not getting my toys. What I do care about is the fact that lots of people were fucking excited about this release. Cursed City was looking to be the next step in the Warhammer Quest line. A fucking money printing machine in case, you know, all the fucking sellouts right day one were not an indication. See, you poke around on reviews and so on and so forth. All of them talk about how the rule books are very clearly written for expansion content, that there's going to be a whole line on the way. At this point, I've even heard that GW, in some capacity, that someone somewhere has made some official claim that the line is just dead. That this is just, nope, there's no more coming. We are not making any expansions for it. We are not putting out more product for it. This was a one-and-done offering, and that's it. If this wasn't their plan to begin with, they need to fucking do something to fix their image and get some customer loyalty back. I've seen several different YouTubers and stuff that are, you know, now refusing to talk about the game, and refusing to, you know, some of them even backing down on talking about Games Workshop products as a whole, at least temporarily, because they're pissed. You know, I'm pissed. Everyone's pissed. It's, once again, it's less about not getting your toys and more about, wow, had I known things were going to be like this, I would have ordered one, you know, further in advance. I would have, you know, I would have pre-ordered a couple different copies just to make sure if anybody got shorted, at least there was one somewhere that I could get a hold of. You know, there's probably plenty of people who really wanted this game, but were waiting for fucking payday. And, you know, with the expectation that, well, I can't buy it right now, but I'll buy it soon. You know, or I'll buy it when the reprints come around, and now they're just out of fucking luck. Yeah, once again, at the end of the day, they're just a customer who missed out on a product that's too fucking bad for them, boo-hoo, you know? But, like, in my case, I did pre-order it, and I'm not alone. Lots of people fucking pre-ordered it. Lots of retailers pre-ordered their copies based on what their customers had ordered. And once again, they're left holding this fucking bag. The main issue here is GW's fucking silence on the subject. Just the whole, we delete all fucking evidence like it never fucking happened. And mind you, they haven't deleted everything yet. You can still go back and find the article on the community site for when it went live for pre-orders. In fact, let me just refresh this page to make sure it's still, yes, it still exists. You know, pre-order now, Curse City, blah, blah, blah. You know, that's great. And pre-order all this stuff to go with Curse City. Hell, I think even the books have been pulled. I think you can get them on Black Library. I think the, audiobook version of Curse City, the novel, is available. Yeah, actually, now I'm really curious here, too. All right, they're still selling Curse City merchandise through the fucking merch website. But what fucking good is any of this shit? I mean, you're still putting out other products related to it. And once, you know, people could be super cynical. Well, because they want to make fucking money. Okay, if they wanted to make fucking money, they'd be putting out copies of the fucking game still. So what the hell is the problem here? Now, there have been plenty of rumors as far as what has happened. What has gone the fuck wrong? Nobody has said GW planned this all along. I haven't seen anybody say that anyways. And if they did, that is so fucking wrong, it's not even funny. Like, it's bad enough that as much as I've invested time and money into this hobby, as much as I love this game, I may stop buying product from Games Workshop, if that was the case, to put out a bunch of hype, a bunch of demand over a game, and then put it out as just a limited release without telling anybody would be total fucking trash, okay? But, supposedly, the problem comes down to two things primarily: Brexit and the Suez Canal thing. And that, you know, brings me back to what we were talking about earlier about their pre-order changes for the upcoming weeks and so on and so forth. The problem here is that GW is trying to dance around the problem. They're trying to appease their customers by pretending, oh, you know, we're having some mild distribution issues, but, you know, it's all good. Just go sit in the corner and wait for us to you know, be ready to take your money again. Without actually explaining to anybody what the fuck the problem is. You're expecting these consumers to sit around with their wallets waiting for you to get your shit together? I don't care if somebody else caused you your fucking problems. Tell us. Tell us as the consumers, hey, we got fucked over by all this shit that happened. We're sorry. We'll have more shit on the way. But instead, they're taking their toys and they're going fucking home because they're just saying, well, we're not going to put any more out, so fuck all y'all and fuck this whole situation. And, you know, this is dumb. I don't know how many copies they made of Curse City. I don't know if the initial run is enough to... I would assume the initial run is enough to make up all of their costs of production and everything else that they put into making this product in the first goddamn place, if they're not going to be reprinting it at all. But that's a fucking joke and a half to put this product out with no fucking warning that it may not come back again at all. GW is letting scalpers once again run the fucking market. They don't care. You know, with Indomitus, they made it seem like they gave a shit. And now it's very clear that they give no flying fucks. Or at least once again, the current image is that they give no flying fucks. Maybe in a couple days, they're going to put out an official statement that explains this is what happened. This is what went wrong. You know, we're going to try and get more out, or we're not going to be able to make more because of this problem or another. You know, show us as consumers that you give a fuck about the fact that a lot of us are pissed. You know, pretending like it never existed isn't going to make the problem go away. And I mean, this is a company that's dealing with a huge fucking 3D printer, you know, resin cast crisis bullshit situation where they're trying to stop people from just reproducing their products way fucking cheaper than they sell them for. But then they do shit like this, you know, putting shit out of print the moment it comes out. Like, no, you're just encouraging these people. You want to stop scalpers? Doing that's not going to fucking help. That's just going to drive the scalping market more. You're going to have more people just simply buying your product from your site so they can turn around and sell it for way the fuck more than you would have. All these people are making money off of your backs. Money that you as a company could be putting in your fucking pocket. But you can't. You're not. You can't do it. And that sucks. You know, it sucks for GW if this whole situation is out of their hands. And it's, you know, then in that case, too, I will readdress this whole rant and I will be like, you know what? I'm wrong as far as how, you know, the company is handling things. They've changed their mind. They've changed their tune. They are working on doing this, that, or the other thing, you know, and we've seen over the past several months, we've seen a company that's actually taking, you know, the legitimate concerns of their consumer base to mind. You know, the Uriel Ventress head swap situation and stuff like that. The company's very clearly listening to social media, very clearly listening to people around the globe as far as how they feel about their products. And they are course correcting. So why this weird radio silence over Curse City, I have no fucking idea. You know, I don't get why they won't just say what's going on. Why it takes the Warhammer community Twitter to, you know, answer a random tweet from somebody asking, hey, what the fuck's the deal? And then they give this, you know, canned style response of, yeah, they're not making more, and check your local stores. you know. I did see a picture earlier that supposedly is a notice from GW Distribution to retailers. Keep in mind, the internet makes up shit. Photoshop is a thing, etc. So this could be total horseshit. But yeah, supposedly even telling retailers, yeah, we're not going to make more. Just like flat out, like, this is it. Let me see if I can actually pull up that image again. Of course, it was going to force me to download fucking the fucking Reddit app in order to actually look at this picture in full. But well, the point being is that you know, they're supposedly sending out these fucking notices that also still don't explain what the fuck is going on. You know, it's stupid is the biggest thing, too. A lot of people just saying it's stupid. Like, why are they doing this? They could be making a shit ton of money, and they don't. You know, let's see here. Was this the one? No. I'll have to find it later. But anyway, point being is that they could be still making money. I could be hitting wrong buttons that fuck up me in the middle of recording. Fuck up me. Fuck me up. Anywho, yeah, I hit a wrong button and now I've lost my train of thought a little bit. So, fuck. The rant train is derailed a little bit. But trying to get back onto the rant train here, they, you know, are just sending out these stock responses, supposedly, once again, to retailers that don't even explain to them, the people who are responsible for helping them get their product out into the world to make more money, they don't even tell them what the fuck's going on. They don't even, there's no posts on the community site. Hell, even when they took Curse City down, there's not a goddamn article, announcement, nothing from GW saying, hey, this shit's going down already, and here's why, or we're taking this down temporarily, or this is permanent, you can go fuck yourselves, or whatever. There's no fucking explanation for any of it. And nobody understands why. And that's the worst part of the whole fucking thing. Why? Why is this happening? You know, I mentioned earlier about that Mortis audiobook. Why is it that I have one article that I even screenshot and I left as a comment on Black Library's Facebook on somebody else asking, hey, where's the audiobook? And they were like, we'll let you know when we have more information. There was nothing about, oh, yeah, so, you know, they don't, even if they don't have the specific answer, they're not allowed to share the specific answer. They could say something as simple as, yeah, you know, there's been a delay. We will let you know when we know. But instead, their response is more of a canned, well, if we hear something, we'll let you know. Like, are you saying that you don't even know what's going on with it? That you, as the guys who make the product, don't know what's going on? You don't know if you never actually had it. You don't know if you had to stop pre-orders for this reason or that reason. You don't know if there's going to be a delay. You don't know if it's going to exist at all. You don't know anything about it. You act like you've never even heard of it. And that's the problem here with Curse City as well. GW is trying to erase almost every trace of it, but not every trace of it. And because, you know, the internet never forgets anyways, what are they going to do? Stop all of the people who already own it and stop all of the people who already put out articles about it, so on and so forth. They can't. There's nothing they can do about it. So it doesn't make sense. None of this makes sense. There's nothing I can reason with this on. GW, I am sure that none of this was done with intention. I'm sure that they are all mad as hell. I've seen some people saying, if you were an investor in Games Workshop, you should be mad as fuck right now. And you should. I think you absolutely should be mad as fuck as an investor. This is a horrifying mistake, you know, that this hot new item that was supposed to print money for you and yours to just go swimming in Scrooge McDuck style. Suddenly it's just disappeared, and Games Workshop provides no explanation as to why. Yeah, as an investor, I'd be mad as fuck right now. As a consumer, I'm mad as fuck right now. I'm mad that I am mad that I don't have my copy. I want to be playing the goddamn thing. But I'm also mad that I'm even looking forward to playing the fucking thing. I'm mad that now, rather than buying it from a retailer like a normal fucking human being, I'm most likely going to have to buy it from some goddamn scalper somewhere on fucking eBay, because he got a hold of a copy while they were still, you know, $200 or whatever. Hell, he probably bought the copy at above MSRP or right directly to MSRP. Hell, he might be one of the people who ordered off of GW's website. There's a, you know, million different explanations, but no matter what, people are going to be scalping the fuck out of this thing now. And it's ridiculous. Ugh. I don't know. Like I said, I'm really pissed off. I feel like Games Workshop, while they don't owe us anything, they do owe us an explanation. They should explain what the hell's going on. Provide that transparency. Reconnect with your community. Tell them, hey, we fucked up. Even if it is out of your hands, say we fucked up. You know, I've heard some people talk, you know, I've read some people saying that, like, you know, they're, if it is Brexit related, they've known about this shit for years. They knew it was coming. Why haven't they done anything as a company to try and get around this, to try and mitigate the damage? No, they're just going to fucking, you know, flounder through the whole fucking thing when it happens. You know, there's the whole Suez Canal blockage thing. Okay, that really sucks. But none of that explains ending production unexpectedly on a brand fucking new product. None of that explains that. It would explain, we're sold out for right now. We can't make more of these right now. We will have more at some point in the future. You know, it might be months from now. Fine, if it's going to be fucking months from now, fucking say something. Goddamn say something. Tell people, hey, shit's gotten fucked up. We will have more copies. We will be printing more of this. Or, hell, you could have just put off pre-orders as a whole for a long time. At least if you explain to people like you did with the recent, you know, very vague generic, hey, we're going to stop pre-orders for a while. We'll be back in May. Okay, thanks, bye. You at least have something as a consumer, as a retailer, as an investor. You'd have something to work off of and say, okay, thank you. This sucks, but thank you for telling me what's going on. This way, it helps to maintain that customer loyalty. I mean, hell, you know, when I talked to Mark the other day about that Curse City copy that I pre-ordered, rather than just getting blown off, well, I don't have any, I'll let you know when I do, and so on and so forth, he was genuinely apologetic. He, you know, he was genuinely, I've seen him actually on various buy-sell swap sites and stuff, that he's fucking trying to buy copies even above his prices to sell them to people. You know, he has like a pre-order discount and stuff like a lot of retailers do. And his plan is to buy copies, even if it costs him a lot of fucking extra money. He's going to buy copies and to fulfill his orders and sell them still at the prices that he promised these customers, you know. And that's great. But at this point, I'm also like, man, I really wish I had just said, fuck it, and bought a copy while I could order one, you know. It's disappointing that I'm kind of left out in the breeze right now myself. I don't blame him. It's not his fault, and I appreciate him being as transparent as he could. Basically, GW missed out on 8 boxes. Now, whether that's 8 cases of the product, or if he's referring to 8 legitimate boxes of Curse City, 8 copies of Curse City, I don't know. But the point is that he got fucked over, he got shorted, he's trying to fix it so that customers stay loyal and so that he can keep his business going. Games Workshop is doing nothing
to help retailers get through this. They are doing nothing to help consumers feel like they're not being screwed over and gypped, because who's going to want to buy their next product? You know, who's going to want to look forward to anything they're putting out when everything they've put out in the past year in particular has sold out day one and has taken forever to fucking get your hands on after that? What is there to look forward to? Why should we fucking care about any new releases? Which brings me, actually, I'm going to wrap this up here, but that brings me to another point. I have been a big fan, for the most part, of the crazy amount of product that GW's been announcing. Lots of cool new shit. You know, it's great. It's great stuff. But I also feel like at the same time that GW has officially overstepped itself, that they've gone too far, that their breakneck pace that everyone was like, they're not going to be able to, you know, keep this pace up. Sure as shit, they can't. They fucked it up. It might be by external forces, but they did not plan accordingly. And now that breakneck pace is coming to bite them in the ass. So, now, what does this mean for future releases beyond Curse City? Well, without knowing why Curse City is not coming out anymore, with more copies, I should say, without knowing the reason why, it's next to impossible to speculate on will we actually see future products or not, you know? And if we do see future products, are they also going to be bought up by scalpers immediately and we're never going to see them again? You know, it creates this whole culture of, I don't even want the product anymore because I don't want to be fucking disappointed every goddamn weekend when I go to pre-order the new thing and it's already fucking gone and I have to turn around and spend $300 to buy something that was $60 when it came out or whatever, you know? That's how I feel right now about Escalation. No, fucking Blackstone Fortress Escalation. $350 to $400 right now on eBay. For an expansion that I think when it launched was $110 MSRP. And it's just this, you know, artificial scarcity bullshit. GW could keep printing copies of Blackstone Fortress. And admittedly, if they're going to stop production on Curse City, they might as well, you know, start putting out the products again for Blackstone Fortress so that they can keep making money off of that. And for some reason, my robot, the Alexa, heard me on my desk. I don't know why. But anywho, she didn't hear it when I whispered her name. But yeah. Obviously, if the issue is, I've heard some people talk about the cardboard pieces, the cardboard tokens and so on and so forth, that those are all made in China, and with the Brexit and Suez Canal combo, that they can't get their shit from China. But, you know, or that it's too cost prohibitive or whatever, but then fine, you find a new solution, you find a new printer, you do what you gotta do to keep your company afloat and to maintain your company's image. You know, once again, I've been through all of the best and worst of GW at this point, and as far as the way their corporate culture works, I was still in this hobby when it was, we're not a games company, we're a miniatures company. You know, that was their whole shtick. Is we put out cool looking models. The game is totally secondary. Nobody gives a shit. Well, guess what? That hurt the fuck out of your sales. And it hurt the fuck out of your goddamn community too. Then you've worked so hard to rebuild your image after that dark fucking era. And then this shit happens. I understand it is 2021. That it is a continuation of the bullshit that was 2020. The worst fucking years of my personal life, as far as the general function of life is concerned. It's astounding how bad these years have turned out to be.
And I understand that companies are hurting because of it. You know, productions, you know, there's a lot of production delays and shipping delays, and there's just delays in general. But then deleting everything and trying to pretend like it's not there without explaining why is not a fucking solution to the problem. If you are not going to put it, you know, I'm just going to close out here. If you're not going to put out anymore, fucking put out a post, explain to the community, shit got fucked, we're not putting out more, here's the fuck why, we're fucking sorry. You know? At least do that. Something like that, as long as you actually are transparent and not trying to fucking dance around the explanation, people will understand the transparency. Plenty of people are going to be pissed, but more people are going to be mega stupid pissed. A lot more people, if you don't even fucking acknowledge that this is going on. So, alright, 40 minutes of ranting, almost. I think I'm going to stop there. I feel like I could keep going, admittedly, but I think we're just going to end up going around in circles at this point. So, thank you guys for listening. As always, you can follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRegimentalVoxPodcast. You can follow me on Twitter at Regimental Vox as well. But we're going to call that a call. Thank you guys for listening. I will catch you all in the next episode. This is Caleb Meyer signing out for the evening. Have a wonderful week, everyone.